I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad. But there's a silver lining behind every cloud.
Don't be bashful, Alley Cat.
I can be bashful if I want.
I know it's your favorite song ever.
Well, I actually don't mind it.
Came on in the car, you couldn't stop singing it, tapping along.
Yep, tip, tip, tip.
Daddy sang.
What did Mama sing, though? Oh, really? Mama sang shitty audio mix. What the hell's that?
Not good.
That isn't the album version. Cut this shit.
Yeah, that's messed up.
I don't like that.
No.
I never got why that song had such a happy sound. Listen to the lyrics.
Yeah.
Three of the four members in this family are dead. His little brother included. I would be very mournful if I outlived my little brother.
It's Job's Jubilee.
I always... I love how Mama Sang Tenor is roughly 40 yards away.
Well, she's in a well.
Mama Sang Tenor, help me.
I'm in a well.
Oh my God. Fuck this recording. YouTube letting me down to no end. And
that's messed up.
My ears are completely clogged because I'm really sick still.
No, so you're not.
I'm pretty sick.
You're not really sick.
My ears are very sick.
I'm looking right at you and you are not infirm.
My ears. I am as sick as Johnny Cash's family before they all succumbed to black lung or whatever, you know, however he has to go and sing back with them in heaven. This mix is killing me.
It's bad.
Is just my left ear completely clogged? What is it? Because there's a pencil, an actual old school pencil in the studio. Alley Cat over here. By the way, that's your new...
really, that's like my handle.
That's your handle. You're Alley Cat now.
Oh, my.
Allison Frank is Alley Cat. So, Alley Cat.
Yes, darling.
There's an old school pencil here.
Yeah, I noticed.
You know the trick where you get the eraser out of the tin?
When you chew it?
Well, you kind of just dig at it, and eventually it works better when it's a full eraser, when it hasn't been erased down to the metal nub. Oh, you would just bite it down. Well, the trick is to pull on the eraser so it comes out, and then you have a really great ear dewaxer.
Oh, that is so bad. I've already talked to you boys about Q-tips. You need not use them.
We don't need to?
No.
I use them
bad.
All the time. How else do you dry out inside your ear?
You don't dry out inside your
ear. It feels like the slugs from Wrath of Khan trying to eat your brain if you don't dry out inside your ear.
I understand the appeal of the eargasm that you get. Like
it
the
feels
dog
great, yes.
And, you're just like, and his leg twitches.
Take it, you dirty ear bitch.
Yeah, but it's not good for you. It's very bad for you.
All my doctors say that, but it feels good, so it has to be good for me.
Mm-hmm, right, so.
Why is it bad?
It just is. Your ears clean themselves out. They're kind of just your ears and your nose.
Earwax is disgusting, though. I like getting pussy, in theory. It's been a while, but old John,
yes,
Alley Cat,
right.
He used to like to rock a tuna or two. That's what I call it. You're Alley Cat, and sex will now be here on out rocking a tuna.
I don't like that.
Really?
I don't like the bottom shelf tuna. Not good.
I think it will go over gangbusters when I've actually got some momentum going with the girl again, which could happen in theory.
Yeah, wear it on a t-shirt.
And then I'm just going to pull over and I'm going to whisper in her ear, where can we go?
No.
To get that tuna rocked.
Inappropriate.
Your place or mine.
Yeah. Your place by yourself.
Exactly.
That's not good.
You're listening to Papa's Basement.
Yes, we are.
It's my show. I'm John Papa Giorgio, but Alley Cat's here too.
That's true. I'm right here.
Are you going to make me stop the Alley Cat? When are you going to grow a pair, Alley Cat? When are you going to show me the claws of the Alley Cat?
You know what? Sticks and stones, my friend.
And it's going to go back to Allison Frank, your actual name.
Yeah, you know, I'm just running on low today. I'm kind of mellow today.
You're running on loads?
No. The end.
Wow.
Speaking
Someone
of loads,
got her tuna rocked.
Yeah, but you can't really run on loads because it's just primarily water. And
a load? I thought it was all protein. That's what everyone says when they're trying to convince someone to suck their dick.
Yes, and you can put in there that you get all of those. You're getting your zinc and your calcium and all these other things. But really,
and if a chick's blowing me, a lot of whatever digested chocolate turns into in one semen.
Yeah, but it's not true. It's just 90% water, and it's about... water with 40 to 600 million sperm in it. So
okay.
Now do you...
Aren't sperm little chunks of meat with tails? Isn't that protein? Am I not feeding you millions of little drumsticks?
The end.
Okay, Alley Cat.
Pass.
She who had her tuna rocked.
Yeah.
Show's website's inpapasbasement.com. You're like, why am I going to inpapasbasement.com? Well, I'm glad you asked, rhetorical question asking John. because it's got every episode of my show.
Wow.
And it uploads every Monday and every Thursday.
That sounds exciting.
I'm trying to get some listeners out of Allison's huge yeah. circle of menfolk sniffing around Alley Cat's litter box.
Yeah, we'll see.
See who can appreciate, you know, because everyone's like, oh, Allison, you're not it's just not. beautiful, you're funny too. Well, we'll see who gets into the show and appreciates your
I
mind.
I think you're going to have to put some pictures of some images of some delicious food on those links.
Not just your cleavage photos sucking all the boys in.
That and food. Boobs and food. Exactly. That's what gets the fellas.
It's juice now. That's Alley Cat's shtick lately. An all juice diet.
Yep. Since Monday. This wow. is day number 3.
I have eaten so much in the opposite direction of that.
Oh, my.
I've tweeted about it at
really?
At Papa's Basement. You can read all about it. You want to stalk Alley Cat here.
Yep.
I'm going to stop that. It's annoying even me. You win. You win, Gandhi. You're,
that's right.
Your passive, nonviolent hold, resistance.
Hold.
Yeah. I just had to hear Alley Cat for the 15th time, and I just went, oh.
Yeah, it's not good.
At Papa's Basement for me, Allison is Allison Frank on Facebook. If you
that's
go
correct.
To... Facebook.com/Papa's Basement
yeah.
and go to all the fans of that. You can track her thusly.
Yep.
I think we're all caught up
yeah.
on all the contact stuff.
Sure. I'm in. That's good.
Really?
Yes.
I think we did a good job. So far, we've talked about depressing Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
I hate how everyone wants to characterize him as all rebel. And it's like, you don't realize he did a lot of poppy, like, songs that I love, but
yeah.
I don't mind country whatsoever. I like,
yeah.
I downright love good old country
music. Well,
that's
why it's getting sampled and everybody else is doing it now too. I mean, Cash is out there, so.
Do you need my jacket, by the way? I know you're freezing while I'm
I
burning
know.
With fever.
I've got my hood on.
I'm
all bundled up.
Spontaneously combusting from within.
I have my sweatshirt pulled down past my knees.
You look like Trayvon Martin, minus the bullet holes.
I was going to say like an Ewok, but you know.
No, you've waxed. You have the upper lip of an Ewok. That's it.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I'm getting over the cold I mentioned in Monday's episode.
Yeah.
Definitely got sick as shit as that day went on.
Blah, blah, blah.
Don't give me blah, blah.
Dude, you're so not super sick. Your That's mom
only
makes
because
you seem like you're super
I
sick.
I turn it on because the listener doesn't have to suffer just because I do.
Oh, brother.
That's how I feel.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
you're working
really.
Through the pain.
It's called professionalism.
Yeah.
You remember that game where Michael
performer.
Jordan was practically dead with flu? And I think he scored roughly 118 points. It was an NBA playoff record.
Nope, I'm not familiar with it.
Well, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm playing through it.
Yeah, it'll probably be just
and
as
I'm
memorable
just, I'm
for
making
me.
It. It's all net. It's all net, and I'm sticking out my tongue.
Oh,
like a little
gosh.
Yawning kitten, the same way Michael Jordan did it. Like,
oh,
you know that move.
Yeah, I know it. But
you no, you did, don't.
You didn't
don't.
Rock it just the same.
Really? I didn't look like a muscular, tall, lean black man no. sticking out my tongue?
You have the lips.
Thank you. And my tongue's all coated white with sickness.
Yikes.
Being sick has its upside, though, because no one expects shit of you. It's
yeah.
like, okay, did you remember to eat food and lie in bed all day?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I was on that. I was really, really on that. Oh, good.
Aww.
That's what you need to be doing right now. Drink more water. Do you think you can handle that? I think I can get some sips in between these episodes of The Sopranos that I'm rewatching for the third time.
I know. Well, I mean, I think when
come
you
on,
have
bring
someone...
it. You're low energy. Do you need more of your power juice? I know you've
I
had
do.
1 hour of sleep, but Jesus Christ, this is not what I bring you in for.
This is terrible. But I mean,
this is like Mother Teresa 6 months from
I think
the
your
end.
Mom has you kind of mummified as in like a false illness.
Oh, according to my mom. Yeah, you're just you're one step away from death at all times.
I mean, she
like I could just walk by and she's just like, he's so brave.
I mean, she kind
you wouldn't even know, would you?
It's weird. She lives in the motto that we're all dying.
Yes.
As if it's happening today.
She's fun like that. She loves to celebrate weakness and punish strength. That's Maria.
I mean, she's a nice woman and she's fun. But yeah, she worries too much.
You think?
I do.
You think?
I do. Yes.
That's
so.
Why, as much as I love brunettes, I don't think I could marry any sort of Mediterranean. It needs to stop.
Aw.
It needs to stop this Mediterranean mom bullshit.
But
I don't
she
need
loves
it.
You. You know? So that's going to count for something.
I don't know many moms that don't love their kids. It's kind of biological, isn't it? I've never understood why a mom is like, you know what? I really deserve credit. I loved you kids. Do I demand credit for making my heart beat? It's just biology does that for me. Only a real piece of shit, like a mom hamster, will eat her young. I don't know of many human mothers that don't like their kids for the most part.
Yeah.
You don't get real big credit.
I mean, that's why they say, you know, a face only a mother could love, or a child only a mother could love, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, because nobody...
All while pointing at me.
Everyone else thinks you're a butthole, but your mom loves you, so... It happens.
I remember a face like that from my youth.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, no. This is not good.
I'm not even going to hit the cough button, which doesn't exist in our studio. That would be just me shutting off my mic.
Mm-mm-mm.
And it would either pick up on yours or I would accidentally shut down your mic. So we.
So
would
what
just...
about this ugly kid?
This ugly kid?
Was he ugly for real? No.
I just, for some reason, this kid popped up in my head when I was pretend screaming at you like 10 minutes before the show for the listening delight of anyone in the studios next to us, when I'm like, God damn it, Allison! And the spit started to fly out of my mouth because it's kind of dry from whatever the fuck I'm on, zinc tabs or Benadryl, I don't know.
Gross.
And it made me think of this kid
from
the first school bus I would ever ride or ever rode. That's how tenses work.
Mm.
His name was T.R., like the initial TR.
Oh, my.
It's not like a normal one, like JT.
Nope.
Or anything like that.
I went to school with a Toey.
A Toey.
That's his name. Well, his name was Tyrone, but everyone called him Toey. But he put Toey on his papers and everything.
I thought he meant like he had like nightcrawler feet, like just three big prehensile toes.
He might have. He was very fast in gym class.
Toey. Oh, really? Tyrone was fast in gym class. That's fanciful.
Like a gazelle.
Was Tyrone also a good jumper? Not too much for the academics, though.
Great at kickball.
Yeah. Put it over the fucking mountains.
Oh, my.
Did I get Tyrone pretty right?
I think so.
Was Tyrone's dad in the picture?
I don't know, but he was a fair-skinned black kid, and he had nice blue eyes.
Woo!
Yeah.
Ooh, Reggie Miller.
But he wasn't
Reggie
my crush.
Reggie Miller.
But you don't forget a name like Toey.
Toey. Yeah. God damn, Toey the light-skinned black kid.
Yeah.
Well, I had TR.
Mm.
And I always felt bad about TR because on my bus... The bus is where I learned to both abuse and be abused. There was a sixth grader, I forgot his name, a blonde kid, and he would wear ballet shoes sometimes.
Oh, my.
But he was the sixth grader, so he got to shit on you for shitting on him for wearing ballet. So, you know, it was Billy Madison style. I'd be like, look at you, you faggot wearing ballet. He's like, everyone wears fucking ballet sneakers, you piece of fat shit. And he's a sixth grader, so he can't really argue it.
No.
Same way Billy pretended to pee his pants.
I gotcha.
To cover for his buddy.
I'm with you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Glad you're tracking. TR was way little, so we all heaped on TR. TR is probably like a kindergartner or first grader.
What? You're picking out a kindergartner?
Well, I was in third grade.
That is so bad.
This was me taking the bus back down to UVA or something.
That is
I'm like,
not...
hey, developmentally challenged kid. Developmentally. That's how
this
we say that.
This is not good. I don't like this
No,
story
I
already.
Don't like where it's going to go.
Oh, my gosh. It's getting worse? Poor thing.
We were the inspiration for the movie Bully.
Except
we all just ganged up on TR and killed him.
Oh, poor little
Our version
peanut.
Was called Victim. No, TR was weird. I, to this day, don't really know what was wrong with TR.
Nothing.
Well, there was something wrong.
Other than he's five. He's in kindergarten. So
he might have been 10 for all I know. TR's story, he couldn't talk.
Oh, he was a tiny 10-year-old in kindergarten.
I don't,
oh, so all the more reason that you should
really
be kind to him.
He really couldn't talk. Well, no, here's I'm telling you, I was a little asshole kid. I'm not doing this now. If I bully people, they're on my show.
This is not good. Poor TR
couldn't
need some
talk
violence
at all. He would just go like almost a hissing snake.
Mm.
But he couldn't speak English. I'm not joking. It wasn't like he was foreign either. He just would go, and then shut his mouth.
Like a baby bird.
If you saw him in a Paranormal Activity movie, you would shit your fucking pants. The TR scene would be the showstopper.
What were those little dinosaurs in Jurassic Park?
little baby velociraptors or something. Yeah. He was exactly like that. He would just open up and go like.
Aww.
What's worse, he had like a trach problem.
No, this John.
So there was a hole
seriously,
in his throat.
No.
And as he went.
No. This is not good.
Spit would bubble out, like big spit bubbles, like in a lava, like a caldera. You know what I mean?
This is fondue.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. Just something molten.
And you were like, if he had bread, I wouldn't have picked on him.
Just went and then cradled a pita chip underneath his throat. Thank you.
This is not good. John.
We never got to the bottom, and I thought it was clever because I started telling everyone
nothing
TR
about this is clever.
Stood for terribly rude. Because he would drool.
Oh, you were comedic genius.
I was fucking Sam Kinison. Yeah, I was killing it back then. I felt horrible.
Yeah, it's not good.
In retrospect. At the time, I was just...
Oh, king of the world.
Well,
just picking on this
little
kid.
You're just so happy you can feed someone else to the gristle mill. It's like, oh, wait. I can be the bullied or a fellow bully.
That is not good.
I have oft wondered what happened to
you. You
want to
talk about his metal braces, too? How you tipped him over like the Tin Man? This is not a good story.
I don't remember if TR had braces. They're not prominent in my head. I just remember really small for his age, blonde kid, could not speak a word. And when he tried to, it just kind of hissed and then gurgled.
This is not good. This is a bad
bully
story.
He sounds like a settler's kid and the Apaches got a hold of him.
You know what? If it's some annoying kid or something, then you think, well, you're defending yourself or something. But
it's a story of bullying. I was being a piece of shit.
Yeah, to someone who is disabled.
Yeah.
This is not
good. But there wasn't really much guilt till later because you're a little kid. You don't understand it.
Yeah, okay. This is
like, I don't like to kill things. Even back
I was a kid and I didn't do that to people. I actually took up for people. And actually, when I was in
elementary school...
Well,
that was the worst part. I was like an abusive husband because some people I would stick up for only to like shit on them later. Like in private, I'd be like, don't listen to those other guys. You're not such a bad egg. There was this tall kid, Sean, and we called him Ogre. And when it was just me and Ogre one-on-one, I was okay with Ogre. Mm-mm. But then when everyone got around, Jimmy Thomas, the pyro...
Yeah.
With his pornography and Stephen Pimley.
Mm-mm-mm.
We were all part of the
group.
Calling
them all out.
When all of us were together, we were like a Voltron bully.
You're like a...
And I'd be like, hey, look at this V-Wad going right in Ogre's eye. Kapow! And you'd collapse and scream.
Bad, 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 bad.
I would be carried off the field like Rudy.
This is not good. I was just the opposite in elementary school.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
I was actually kind of like a goodwill ambassador. So for all of those... Disabled.
For all the light-skinned black kids.
No.
Come here, Toey.
I got called. I was in fourth grade, I think.
Yeah.
And I got called to the principal's office, and, you know, I'd never been called there before. And when I got there, there was a Cambodian student there.
Oh,
and
no.
She had half of her face was, like, burned off or deformed.
You
or
did
something.
This to her?
No.
And I'm the piece of shit for making fun of TR?
No, she had this from when she was a child.
The principal's like, Allison... And what's your side of this story?
And she said...
Because
no,
Long Dung over here, she says
I think
burned
she was
her.
Getting picked on and they said, hey...
Oh, really? Really? Was Burn Face getting picked on?
Her name was Tria.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Melta.
Anyhow, she was very nice, but people were picking on her because half her face was...
You
singed.
Know, when you're little, things like that happen.
But do you know, like, when you... Put a piece of pizza in the toaster oven and like you leave
and
it
I'm
there
the cruel
too long.
One. I'm the cruel one. Go on. Tell us about pizza face.
And it sticks to the foil.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, it's kind of ruined. But yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's kind of half her face. But anyhow, the principal called me there, Mr. Palumbo, and he asked me to be.
And Mr. Palumbo was like, hey, Allison,
and
give us your pizza analogy first.
Mr. Palumbo had a skin problem.
Jesus
too.
Christ. He fucking was just waiting for this kid 12 years. He had yellow fever and was
gosh.
A ped.
I actually was like a minority. I was a white kid, but I was a minority
well,
in this school. I mean,
well,
they were... Well,
maybe you're white compared to them. Let's not go crazy here.
I know. I told your mom about me being mistaken for Punjabi at
yeah.
Giant the other day.
You're like that Shannon Elizabeth color where it's like you're kind of white, but...
Yeah,
Hitler probably wouldn't have put you in the white person
no
ship.
No, and don't let summer hit me, because forget it.
Oh, yeah.
It's on then. I mean,
exactly.
I came back from Miami.
Toby would
have
been
say?
Like, damn, you're dark.
I was only
Alley Cat.
I was only 2 weeks in Miami and the Keys, and when I came back, what did you say?
Probably something that starts with an N.
I was super chocolate.
Probably something Toby got called.
But, yeah, I was like a Goodwill ambassador, and I looked after all of those kids, so those misfits. And I was some scrawny white kid, too, and I got picked on myself. I was bullied.
Wow.
And here they're having
So you're
me.
Like the king of the island of misfit toys.
I guess. It was bad.
So how many mutant friends did you have, Xavier?
I actually, we were not really pals, but I did kind of try to look out for them, but I was always worried about getting myself my own.
Did you have normal friends? I mean, were like these just your wards against getting beaten up?
I had a best friend, and I was friendly with everyone else, but I wasn't like the popular kid. You know, I was kind of quiet. I think if you talk to most of my teachers.
Uh-huh. Did you excel academically or no?
I did well.
Were you too busy helping those less fortunate?
I did well in school. All A's, couple B's.
Okay.
So, but yeah, they just, yeah, but every day I went to public school and we had to walk to the bus. And every
really?
Day.
Really? The light-skinned black kid, Melty Face, the Cambodian, couldn't afford private classes?
Melty Face.
Melty Face.
Oh, my gosh. What was that school called? I can't think of it now. Oh, Windmill. Windmill Elementary School.
Windmill.
Mm-hmm. In Providence, Rhode Island. North Providence, yeah. Yeah, it was bad. It was rough. I mean, anyhow, but they...
the hood streets of
and
Rhode
we
Island.
We lived just... like on the edge of the projects. I mean, just one street over was the projects. And so there was all these.
So you were on the white person side, but again, barely, just like real life.
Barely, yeah. But it was almost like a thug's life. Like every day was a hustle. You had to run. And every day after school, when I get on the bus, these girls were saying they were going to kick my butt. So I kind of became a sprinter.
Now, so, if I were to characterize these girls, did they play a lot of jump rope? And could they really, really get some complex rhythms going?
Yeah, and one of them only had one front tooth after her grown teeth were in.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And so she, the one day I was on my way to school.
Did she have a name based on that? Was she like Old Chopper?
You know what? She did have a name. The other girl, her name was Allegra.
Like the medicine?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. So it was Allegra.
Did she have like a wise-ass nurse? That named her. You've heard that story, right? Like
no.
In the 50s and 60s.
Mm-mm.
Well, probably like 40s and 50s, racist nurses like would help black people have kids. And then the black mom would be like, oh, I don't know what to name him. And they'd be like, how about chlamydia?
Aww.
And the black mom would be like, that's beautiful. Aww. It's like Rapunzel. Your name's chlamydia. So all these black kids would be named like gonorrhea and syphilis and shit like that.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Sickle cell Anna, that one might.
Yeah,
been
but you
up.
Know what? It turns around when there's some kind of model somewhere. Yeah, you call me that, but I'm making $50 million a year, so take that. Yeah, my name's gonorrhea.
Black
but...
people have a hard time with modeling. I think people of color in general.
Yeah.
If I remember the article, represents something like 5% of the modeling population.
Oh man,
they don't do so well.
I don't know.
It's white people sell. I don't know what to say. It's the same thing. I conduct my own social experiment on Reddit Gone Wild. It's all white girls getting to the top. And the black girls, I feel so bad for them because I enjoy it all in equal ratios.
Yeah.
Maybe a little too much of the black chicks. But they'll be like, they'll do five posts and then it's like, no one likes me, quitting. Bye.
Oh.
No black girl has a long career on Reddit Gone Wild.
Oh,
whereas
really?
The white chicks have to quit because it's like, got about 50 guys stalking me and they found where I live. And the Asian chicks are the worst. Like, oh, my God. The white guys go insane with the yellow fever.
Oh, my.
Which I will never understand.
No. I mean, we talked about that before, and it just doesn't.
They're all right.
I mean, chicks, they're fine. But the dudes, I mean, they'll never get it. I mean, you just never hear anyone saying, oh, I would just love to have a little Mr. Miyagi. No.
Some of the black chicks, if you want to know some weird shit.
None. Unless they're loaded.
Some of the black chicks on Gone Wild.
Oh, you own a Toyota.
They will post that they're way into like diesel Asian guys.
Ugh.
So
I don't,
it all.
Listen, I've only had juice today, so let's summarize.
Oh, what? So you'd have a nice watery broth barf on me?
Oh, and Regina. Regina's the other girl.
That's a pretty normal name.
Yeah. But she, every day after school, she said she was going to kick my butt, and so I would run home every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day she...
Wait, I'm supposed to believe you outran a big pack of black kids?
No, just two of them.
Okay. Still.
I think they were just, it's kind of like the lion toying with the kitten or the snake just toying with the mouse going,
I was
going
to say, you're dark, but you're not that dark.
No, I'm saying
you aren't
them,
outrunning a black kid putting their mind to it.
Nah, they could. They could add me, I'm sure, you know.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
There's no question. And they did one day. And one day they got up behind me and they knocked me over and shoved my head in the snow.
Did they make you eat poop?
No, they didn't.
Did they drop a deuce?
No. I mean, this is all in the public. I mean, I'm surprised, you know, somebody should have stuck up for me. Like,
are you kidding me?
Yeah.
What's a fucking famous case where some bitch was like raped and murdered in New York City in front of 60 people, kitty something or other?
Well, that's New York City. I mean, you can get away with
a lot
there.
That's just people
think, oh,
let shit slide. They just don't want to get involved.
I know.
That is the one thing I would say about gun ownership.
Yeah, you just
like,
see
if
all
a...
the curtains closing on the,
oh, yeah,
on the project.
And you're like, help, help.
Oh, we didn't see nothing.
You got what you got, white girl.
Yeah. And then another time sometimes me and my friends, we would like to trade sneakers or jackets or whatever for a few days.
Was this one-sided trading? And your friend just threatened to beat you if you didn't participate?
Maybe.
That's called theft.
No. But we would trade. And so me and my friend's sister.
This just makes me think of how my mom would react to this. Overprotective Maria. You don't know if they have lice. We don't know if their parents wash those clothes. Give them back.
Does it come with odor eaters?
I don't know.
Well, we switched sneakers is what we did. So it wasn't my friend. It was my friend's older sister. And we had traded sneakers.
Ooh.
I know. It was wild and crazy. Well, I got on the bus and we were on our way to school.
Was this a Friday? It had to be, right?
I don't know. It was devastating. It was not a good day for me.
Okay.
And so...
Why? What was wrong with the sneakers?
Nothing. The sneakers were fine. I liked them and she liked mine. So we just traded. But when I got on the bus, her sister and the one-tooth girl, I can't remember her name.
That wasn't Allegra?
No. Mm-mm. She was someone else. But they kept pulling on my pigtails and they just kept yanking them. They kept trying to talk to me. I didn't want to talk to them. Mm-hmm. And they just kept pulling my
pigtails.
Sounds
like you're being the stuck up bitch here.
No.
If you're forcing me to point fingers, I'm just putting that out there.
No, I was being nice. I was minding my own business and they're kind of taunting me. So the bus stops and we actually got breakfast before school.
What bus was this?
It wasn't a magical one, and it wasn't a magical
you
breakfast.
What sort of breakfast is a bus stop for?
No. It was at school, and they would let you out, and it led towards the gymnasium. But before you got to the gym, it's the cafeteria, and they would have breakfast for you. All the poor kids got breakfast.
Did they get the free one? They just have to show the card?
Yeah, you know, those little peel, the top off, the little cereal and bowls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those, or we had donuts, actually. Donut day was
Isn't
good.
It amazing how a kid's brain works? I can still vividly remember going to my grandma's house for those little either peel tops or especially the best of the best was the little cardboard box, because you had to play surgeon with them and take like a pocket knife, chop them down the middle.
Yeah.
But if you got me a full box of the same old Cheerios at home, wouldn't give a shit.
Yeah, you wanted the multi-pack.
You give me a little box, though.
You felt like a Rockefeller.
Of those, holy shit, it was pheasant under glass.
Oh, I know. We would map them out, like which day we were going to eat which ones.
Really?
Yeah.
You kept track.
Yeah.
I'm amazed they had the presence of mind to actually divide them. Don't they just come in a multi-pack when you'd be like, here, Fruit Loops, Frosted Flakes.
I mean, we kind of ruled the...
Your Corn Puffs.
No, and that's always the source of argument. Who was going to read the back of the cereal box?
Well, best cereals. Yeah. This could be the rest of the show, by the way, but I'm not going to let it go there. Best
cereals.
Actually,
you know
what? Best kid cereals.
Well, my favorite, all-time favorite, is Fruity Pebbles. That's the one I grew up on.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Put it up.
We did.
Fruity Pebbles. Shit's all over Cocoa Pebbles. It was a much quicker race, too.
Because, and my mom never did Cocoa Pebbles, really.
Oh, no. That was going to Grandma's house.
Yeah.
She caved for a bit and gave them to us.
Yeah.
But Cocoa Pebbles, what was disturbing, you leave them both in milk and they would turn the milk the same color. In Fruity Pebbles, that's horrific.
Yeah.
You don't want to see a rainbow go brown. Cocoa Pebbles, who gives a shit? It went from brown to brown.
But I ate it too fast anyhow. But actually, cereal is one of the foods that I
would
just
eat it before it touched the milk. Are you kidding me? Like,
And I'm one that doesn't like a lot of milk in my cereal. I actually just use a little bit.
I have gotten there recently.
I have a system where I just kind of pour the milk all over the top. So it's even distributed.
And
but
as there's almost none left, you almost flip. You douse it.
Yeah, yeah.
The same way like a Russian guy is putting the water on those steam stones for his schwitz.
That's what I
do. I just take a little bit of milk and I'm like, drizzle, drizzle, drizzle.
Yeah.
There you go.
And then I'll have sometimes a little bit left unless the... You know,
the goal is so that you don't have to drink any milk
after
you're done.
I don't. I mean, I don't mind so much, but I mean, as an adult, I don't really have that much milk. So I do that with all my cereal. But cereal is one of the foods that I actually like every single one. There isn't a cereal, hot or cold, that you can name that I wouldn't eat. And I was super picky kid, but I liked all cereals.
Ooh.
Healthy ones. Grape nuts. A lot of people say grape nuts are terrible. I love grape nuts.
I was going to name that as a bad cereal. There were a couple I wouldn't touch. Special K.
Yeah.
Like the ones for women sucked.
Oh, I like it.
Any flavorless flake. I would eat corn flakes, but I wasn't a fan.
I mean, I would eat them too, and that was always the go-to. I think that you got that, you know, that was...
Oh, Cheerios in our house, not corn flakes. Captain Crunch, I liked, but it clogged your molars like a motherfucker.
Not only that, it rips the roof of your mouth, too.
Holy shit, yes. Yeah.
But I liked it, and you like it plain, but my mom, she buy it sometimes.
I'd always get the peanut butter.
But she would never buy it with the crunch berries. Never.
Well, that's unhealthy.
That's right, because those aren't real berries.
Those are pure sugar, exactly. It sounds like fruit, but it's not.
The rest of it is.
You have to walk by it in the aisle going, I'm on to you, Captain.
Yeah, I actually do love all cereals. So anyhow, when I got to school.
And Allegra was poised to beat the stolen sneakers right off your
feet. No, the one-tooth girl and the white girl. Yeah.
Wait, there's a white bully too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The white girl and she was blonde, skanky looking, nasty, pasty.
Oh, my God.
Not good. And so when I got out of the bus, she said, I want my sister's shoes. And I said, but we traded. And she said, you're going to give me my sister's shoes. And
this is like The Wire.
And I said, but I borrowed them and we traded and we're going to trade back, you know? So when we got up, you had
Doesn't
to go
she
up.
Understand the rules of shoe trading?
It's kind of like in Rocky. You had to go up all those steps. There was this huge thing of steps that we had to go in to get to the school. And as I was going up those steps, they knocked me over.
Were you a Jew slave building a pyramid?
They took my shoes, and so I had to go in school.
You had your fucking shoes beaten off of you.
Yes, and then I went in school, and I was crying. I was tearful. I don't think I was sobbing or anything.
You're
you
know, a kid without shoes. Like, as an adult, you'd kind of laugh and not give a shit. As a kid, you might as well be sodomized.
And so I just went in school in my socks, and I went to the breakfast line, and then one of the lunch monitors said,
I had a zero shoe experience once, but it was purely.
I mean, were you drunk?
No. This is like as a kid, but I just did it on my own.
Yeah.
And to show you how dumb kid logic is.
Yeah.
I was walking through the woods and I was like, I'm going to leave my sneakers here. I want to experience this kind of like an Indian brave. And I'm walking 30 feet into the woods by the neighbor's house. It's already starting, like, the rocks are getting to my feet.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this is horrible. I need to fashion new footwear for myself. So
not good.
I took a bag that you would get your Sunday paper in, and I pulled it in half, and I put a half on each of my feet.
Oh, my.
And that, of course, protected me. So I was walking in my little bag shoes.
Yeah.
And this kid that bullied me to some extent walked by me. We had kind of grown out of the bullying phase, though.
Oh, my.
And he just looks at my feet, and we have that moment of like, what the fuck are you going to say? We're kids. We do dumb shit. We can imagine an alien fight right down the street.
Yeah.
And it's just, hey, what's up? Hi. And you keep walking, even though I had little baggies on my feet.
You know,
Did they put lunch trays on yours? That's where I was going with that.
No, I actually... There was a time when I went to school and they did put bread bags on my feet.
Wow.
Bread bags. But it was because my boots were wet, I think. And so they was like, put your feet in bread bags and your feet won't be so wet. But this day I just had to go to class.
Or we could dry the feet, but fuck that.
I had to go to class in my socks. And they said that they were just going to go to the lost and found and see if there was something there.
Always the lost
and found. So I went to class and... you know, the girls, they said, you know, why did you take her shoes? And she said, they're not her shoes. They're my sister's shoes. And they asked me, you know, were they her sister's shoes? And I said, yes.
But
so they let her keep them.
Yes, but what?
But we traded.
Thank you.
Yeah, but they didn't want to hear it. They just heard that they belonged to someone else. And anyway.
Wow.
I know. So I went to class and about...
At Lord of the Flies Academy.
I was in class maybe for, I don't know. It was still morning. And then the gym teacher came and called me outside. And he said, we got you a pair of shoes. Let's see if these fit. And he laced them up. And when I got home...
Were they mismatched like Punky Brewster shoes?
No, but they were these huge... They looked like SpongeBob's. Patent leather shoes.
Nice.
With this huge bulby kind of front. And they laced up. They
like
had
a
huge
tongue that hangs out like a beat up pussy.
No, they had a block heel and they laced up. And then the front, they had, you know, it had a huge, like, almost like a platform shoe kind of, but not so high. And then the front of them, the design was this loud neon butterfly, uh-huh. Right? And I just had a clickety-clack the rest of the day in these huge, clunky...
This sounds like a disco shoe.
Yeah, but it wasn't quite. It was like a dress shoe, a man's dress shoe.
A man's dress shoe? What fucking pimp's corpse did they pull these off of? A neon butterfly heels for a man?
The creepy guy in the van outside the school. They were his shoes. No.
But this they is had Allegra's dad. They found him. They found his shoes, at least.
But they had, you know, they... They had this huge neon butterfly on the front. So when I got home, I...
And this was a man's shoe?
No. It was that kind of style, like a man's dress shoe. Only I had a block heel and then a rounded front, but it was kind of...
You're going to have to find these on Google for me.
Yeah, I will. They were hideous. And so I clickety-clacked all my way home. I wore them in school all day. And when I got home and I opened the door, my mom was like, what the... And I think she was livid. She's like, what the hell is on your feet? And like, where are your shoes? And I said, you know what?
Why would your mom be livid at you?
You know, because she didn't know the story. And she thought maybe I traded my good shoes for these clicky.
Were they good shoes?
No. Mine? Yeah.
Pair of Buster Browns.
I mean, because my parents were... I mean, my dad at the time, he was dealing drugs, so he was making
I was
going to
say,
money.
Was he one of the really successful drug dealers? Yeah. Not a joke, by the way. Allison's had an interesting past.
So, anyhow,
people
my mom
were really
asked,
into crack back then.
My mom asked, you know, what had happened, and I explained it to her, and my mom was livid, and she said, you know what? We're going right over there right now. Do you know where she lives? And I was just gut busted. I was like, my mom at the time was this little white woman with blonde hair. And she weighed maybe 90 pounds.
And now she's Asian. That's why you said at the time.
Yes.
Your mom's blonde?
Oh, she was. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Like bleached.
Yeah, well, now she dyes her hair jet black. I call it the Elvis.
Oh, so God.
I think that's, I don't know, maybe I'll probably be doing it too.
The fucking know? Liam Neeson shoe polish black hair.
So she said, did I know where they lived? And I said, yeah, I knew where she lived. The girl with one tooth.
Yeah.
And I cannot remember her name. I'm sure it'll come to me sometime. But I said, yeah, I didn't know.
Minoxidil.
I know where she lived. And so I took my mom there and she said, we're going there right now. And I was
no
begging
shit.
And pleading. But this is like.
You don't understand shoe trades, Ma. You're going to make me look like a horse's ass.
No, but it's Super Blacktown. Like, I don't want to go there. We're going to get beat down.
Did you have any friends in Super Blacktown? Because my area wasn't that segregated that I remember. It was kind of like. Right around, I went to Brookfield Elementary. That was my little ghetto school before I got pulled over to Greenbrier West for the Gifted and Talented program because I was identified as a smart kid. But right around Brookfield was like very Mexican and black.
Yeah.
And we weren't exactly encouraged to play there.
No, but we would kind of mix and mingle. And
exactly.
I would go
sledding.
You're
talking
over there,
a half mile away. It wasn't
But
like,
there were some, like the project houses were. Like each project had 6 or 8 apartments in it.
Yeah.
And each apartment house made like a block. So there were, you know, one on each side of the block. And their backyard was the
you
courtyard.
You lived in New Jack City.
Kind of. Yeah. So, I mean, I didn't live there in the project.
So your dad's like, I don't want to visit my customers.
I don't think those were his customers, really.
Too
I mean,
poor.
Yeah. So... yeah, we went over there and my mom said, you know, I want to talk to you. You know, where's your daughter?
Was it a big production going into Blacktown?
My mom just beat down the door. I mean, she was acting like
how far was it though?
She
like,
was...
did you have to get in your little bulletproof
no,
boatmobile?
No, we didn't actually have a car, so we walked everywhere. So.
Oh my God.
So it was like 2 blocks
did
away.
You trip across the train tracks?
And when we got there, she just beat down the door And when the lady came, she said, "You know what? Your daughter was picking on mine.
Get those dirty N-bomb clompers out of my child's white foot shoes."
And here she was with the one tooth. She was very intimidating for, you know, we were in the same grade. Anyhow, my mom said, you know, what had happened. And I told her what happened. And then the girl said, you know what? We were trying to talk to her on the bus and she wouldn't talk to us. So we took her shoes. And my mom said, "Is that what happened?" And I said, "Yeah, but they were being mean and they were teasing me and they were pulling my hair." My mom said, "You apologize."
Wow, what a mom. So my mom went the opposite way. I could do no fucking wrong as a
my
kid.
Mom was ready to give him a beatdown, and then she was like, "You apologize." And then my mom always taught me never to fight, so I could never fight to defend myself. And I said, "Well, what should I do if someone's beating me up?" And she
said, a joke, make a friend.
She said, "Pray."
Pray, wow.
Yeah, so I would just kind of be dodgy. You know, I was like a little chihuahua.
Oh, I was taught to fight. Yeah. I had will. Like, you have a sibling in the same age bracket. There's no not fighting. You're
but actually,
being...
my sister, she's 6 years younger, so I'm 12.
Too big
I'm
an age gap.
No,
you can't
no, no.
fight.
She was tenacious. She was the one who took up for me because she didn't care and she didn't follow the rules, whatever my mom said. So, you know, if somebody was picking on me or something, I would just be letting it slide. And she would like, "You leave my sister alone." She was like little Scrappy Doo.
Gotcha.
Yeah, she was a maniac. And she would pull their hair and bite their, you know, she was like a little Scrappy Doo.
A Scrappy Doo.
Yeah. Well,
let's try to get 8 instances of the word Scrappy in one episode. You won the bet.
Oh, my.
You won the Scrappy achievement unlocked. Well,
and there was another time when I was in school and we had this, I was in the lunch line. And this will be a lesson to you that
I remember
we had
the lunch line. How
we had
how it was mythical that when you got to middle school and high school, they just served the pizza every day. And then you look
back. I would
back,
love that.
I wouldn't have wiped my ass with that pizza.
I actually liked Pizza Day then.
Oh, Pizza Day back then was great. I
and
always
tots, so I loved tots.
The rumor was
my mom would never buy them.
What?
The tots, tater tots. It wasn't
like for the home, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. That was some weird white person food to us.
Yeah.
But French fries were okay.
Yeah, French fries were okay.
But tots were blasphemy. Like, I got to school the first time I saw a tot.
Yeah.
It might as well have been like a triceratops walking down the hallway. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. I mean, I liked them at school, but yeah, my mom, she'd never buy them. I think she thought that was poor people food. Even though
We're above that.
Even though
you eat your old Ritas.
And so when we were in line, this huge African girl, like when I say huge,
actually African,
no, I mean from Africa.
That's
yes.
what I meant.
Yes.
African.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
And she was the same age, but she was as tall as the teachers. So
that's,
when we did our
that's
school
so
photo.
Racist, Allison.
No. Listen, when you look at my fifth grade school photo, she's standing up and you think it's a teacher. And she was
the teacher.
She had to, no, she wasn't allowed on the bleachers. She had to stand up on each side like one of the teachers.
She's holding a sign that says, "Suck my dick, Eddie."
She was huge. Anyhow, for some reason, I don't know, maybe the lunch line wasn't moving fast enough for her or something.
Oh, no.
But,
She's black, but she's tall and temperamental, Allison. I don't like this kind of fucking just limited humor on the show.
She slugged me in my arm, and it was so hard, like I thought my arm was going to fall off. And being the
so
clever.
You boxed Joe Louis pretty much. So, you got brown bombed.
Oh, my. I just, it was not good. And so I just turned to her in my.
Is that why you have that little dead baby arm? Did it just cut off all the circulation?
That's right.
It just withered like a Rottweiler tail?
Yeah. But she said, I turned to her and I said confidently, didn't hurt. So that's when she slugged me again.
I was gonna say
I couldn't even carry my lunch tray. I had to just do it with one arm.
Apologies and hit you again.
Oh, it didn't hurt. So a lesson learned. Yeah.
Let me wind up for this one.
Yeah. So now, I mean, I was talking to somebody. I went zip lining in Harper's Ferry, and
how old are you?
How old am I? 40. Yeah.
Went zip lining. Go on.
Yes.
I thought this was like a little kid's activity, but okay, go on, yeah.
No, no, it's big. You're doing it for hundreds and hundreds of feet. So
no, it's the same. I did this. See, I didn't go to the ghetto school.
Yeah.
I was at the privileged school
where
they would ferry in the kids from the ghetto school to be our servants.
I gotcha.
Practice for later in life. But we went to those zip lines in Harper's Ferry. That was like part of the trust building exercise type shit.
Oh,
and then at the end of the day, they would get you on the zip line. And it was so great because there was this little wigger piece of shit named Mike. Shit, I cannot remember his last name, but he thought he was so fucking hard.
Mm.
And all the kids in their Metallica t-shirts, we got on the zip line and we did it. Mm. And Mike shit his baggy little drawers. And fucking, it was like two kids per year were the fucking pussies who walked up to the top of the zip line and went, not for me, and walked back.
Yeah, but this is far.
And
I mean,
after that,
so far.
Mike wasn't shit.
Yeah.
You could always be like, you were the pussy, you couldn't get on the zip line, kid.
But this was, there was an MMA fighter there. I need to look him up, but he was very friendly, very nice. And his, him and his brothers, they're all MMA fighters. And, he was saying
the Gracie clan was on your zip line.
And I was like, you know what? I just couldn't do that. Like, I'm a lover, not a fighter. And so talking about that, like, as a kid, I was trying to act tough and thought she would leave me alone. And then I wound up getting slugged twice.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm kind of, I was like, you know,
if you
want to
sound tough, you say I'm a stabber, not a fighter. Then people might not mess with you.
But I said, you know what? I would just be hugging the ropes and I would just be laying. I think, you know, the announcer would be like, we have a sleeper here. I just put myself out, you know. My dad talks about this fight where this guy, as an adult, like maybe 4 or 5 years ago, my dad is 63, and this guy, something happened in a store or something, I don't know, a parking space or whatever, and this guy was livid, and I guess he followed my dad out, and he said, you know what, come back over here. And my dad's like, yeah, you want to take it back over here? And
how old were the two participants? Your dad, 59-ish?
Yeah.
If I'm doing the math?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I don't know how
that's
old
what I learned at
guys.
The Smart Kid School, by the way.
And he,
while you were counting by crack rock in your word problems.
So this guy says, we're going to take it out back. And so my dad goes over there and he says, you know what? I'm going to go.
How old's the guy, though? Is he like 20?
No, like probably 40, 50. I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah. And
so it's like watching the two like sickly dogs fight each other.
So my dad says, you know what? I got to get something in my car. And the guy let him go get something in his car. Like, what if my dad was going to get a gun or a machete or something? You know what I mean? Who knows what my dad could have
for an aggressive
car.
Shithead who likes to fight strangers. That
he was
man
like,
isn't
yeah,
too
you
intelligent.
Come right back. He goes, yeah, I'll be right back. So my dad comes by, gets in his car, turns it on, and he waves to the guy. He's just waving out his window. Bye. See you later.
Well played.
The guy's just like Popeye out there. It's like, why are you on?
Wow.
Yeah, my dad's clever.
What a walk.
I didn't
down
have a
memory
car
lane.
When I was in fifth grade, so I just had
really?
To take my
you didn't
down.
Boost them?
No. We didn't
Allegra didn't turn to you and say it's all about making that GTA?
No. We didn't have a car until I was 18, I think. Yeah.
For the family, you mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, we had... There was always two cars in the family.
Yeah.
There was my dad's company car when he worked with Diebold. They would give him a sedan, which he would then fill with locksmithing parts, and he'd run it into the fucking ground.
Yeah.
Put like 100 miles a day on it. And then there was the 83 Skylark, which was the family car up until 99.
Yeah.
Which I didn't really comprehend how fucking ancient it was as a child. And now that I own a car... The thought of even getting a car to a decade is like miraculous to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're talking, this one did almost two.
Yeah.
But the second span of its life, and this is when people, American car makers, didn't give a shit to make a good car.
Yeah.
It was like, what are you going to buy? A Jap car? Come on. You're going to buy ours and it's going to suck.
Yeah.
The entire second. I want to say 89 onward, not even maybe 6 years into its lifespan.
Yeah.
This piece of shit would die in the summer on the highway all the time. And that is such a vivid memory of my childhood, just sitting in the middle of Route 66, begging not to get hit as my mom cried hysterically. And there were no cell phones back then.
Yeah.
How did people even get help in that day? I don't really know. Answer me, goddammit.
We had a car. My dad had gotten us a car. And it only lasted just like weeks. And it sounded like...
Was it like the Cheech and Chong van that was actually made out of weed? And that's how they snuck
it
across the border?
It was this huge white land yacht. And it didn't have a muffler. The muffler came off. So my mom tied it back on with shoelaces.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it just lit up the neighborhood when she tried to drive it.
No shit. Catalytic converters get hot. I don't think the shoelaces stayed unignited for long.
Well, that's what you have when you have single women trying to work on a car. And we drove it to Massachusetts.
I'm going to tie it with my nylons.
Listen, we drove it to Massachusetts.
From where?
From Providence, Rhode Island. So maybe an hour away.
Okay, yeah.
And it died in this huge intersection, just right in the middle of the road. And my mom just left it there. Just, that's what we did. We just left it. Shit. We just walked away.
Poor women are the worst.
So there's this huge white
I'm just
going to
take this titanic metallic dump in the middle of this intersection and walk away.
Yep. True story.
Holy
I was like,
dog
we cannot.
Shit.
And me, I'm the kid, but I was acting like an adult. And I was like, this is not right. We cannot just leave this car.
Of course.
Yeah. Mom was like, yeah, it was only $100. So
back then, wasn't that like 10,000?
Oh, yeah. It
if
was
I
a lot of money.
Understand inflation.
It was a lot of money.
Was it really?
Mean,
I was
not,
joking. I would
no,
figure.
No. I mean, for $100. I mean, $100.
$100. Hold on. Back then, would it only been like $1,000? Even that's kind of a kind estimation. Hold on. What year are we talking? Like 82?
I don't know, but I can remember putting like 84 cents worth of gas in the car.
Oh, and that filled even its like 92 gallon tank.
I don't know how much it
but other
filled,
things have,
but I mean, it was enough to get around.
Other things have increased in different rates. Like, that's what you have to understand. Like, a video game in 85, the new video games were $40 and $50. Yeah. Like, in. Sorry, I'm trying to burp and get it out. Man, it's getting a little wet. Nintendo games, 86, the new ones were 40. And then the top end ones, like Mario 3, circa, what, 90?
Yeah.
Went up to 50. Video games now are like within 10 to 20 bucks of that. And yet gas and certain other cost of living things, gas back then was probably 50 cents a gallon or something.
People
shit
just
like
weren't
that.
Going around and buying a good car for $100. I mean, it was.
No, it had to be a piece of shit for $100. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It would today a $100 car is like maybe a $400 car or something like that. It's still garbage.
Yeah.
It's like it going on Craigslist and buying that fucking 86 Civic with a manual just so you can learn how to use the transmission.
That's crazy. No, it was just not good.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, we had to walk everywhere. And then when we would walk everywhere.
Did she, like, tie your sister and yourself to the front of the car and then use it as a chariot?
No, she didn't. I mean, I didn't even want to go in there.
So,
I
stop
actually
acting like your childhood was so hard, okay?
If I would have rather walked than to ride in that car because it was so gosh darn loud. And when the one time I think she took me to school in it because we missed the bus or something. Like everyone
she's
was
like, hold on. You're going to show Allegra and One Tooth, the shoe stealing bitch, who came out on top.
Oh, my.
And then shoved the 8-track of the Jeffersons theme into the player.
But sometimes in the summer, it would be so gosh darn hot, and we would walk for miles
miles
and miles.
Those cars,
and miles.
Oh, you mean walking?
No,
I just meant cars of that age were all steel.
Yeah. But then people would pull over and they would say, hey, do you need a ride? Somebody would recognize us. And you see a woman. Even.
Hey, little girl.
But my mom would be like, no, we got the exercise. And you'd feel the air conditioning coming out of their car. Yeah. And you're like, maybe she needs exercise.
Show a little tit, mom. Keep them here for a second.
But we actually did. You say that jokingly, but we did hitchhike.
You showed a little
everywhere.
Kid tit? Oh, okay.
No. No, we did hitchhike.
I don't
want to
hear that.
Everywhere.
Fucking get the webs. Get the site shut down, you maniac.
No, but we did hitchhike a lot, too. My mom wouldn't take a ride from a friend, but she would hitchhike with a stranger.
That is a difference in our childhood.
Yeah.
Part of Maria's paranoia. Yeah. There was no shoe swapping, but had we told her we hitchhiked, I would have gotten, no bullshit, a beating.
Well, we didn't hitchhike by ourselves.
With the the brush, the wooden spoon, the coat hanger, the belt. There's like four tools she loved.
Yeah, my mom wasn't really big in spanking, but I was a good egg. I mean, I followed the rules. It was my sister.
Was I a
maniac.
Bad kid getting all A's? Come on.
No, but for beating on little TR, poor little thing.
Never
little
beat TR. Man. All the scars were psychological. And we never knew how retarded TR was anyhow. Like, was he deaf? Was that why he was just like...
Oh, yeah. He was just pretending with the hole in his neck.
He might have just reacted to light like a fucking amoeba for all I know.
Poor thing.
He might not have comprehended shit we said.
That is not nice.
I just...
You're a bully.
I would, more than anyone on Facebook, I would want to look up the kids I bullied to see how they turned out. What if TR was actually Ryan Gosling?
I don't think so.
Really? The years work out. I've done the math.
I think, I've always wanted to kind of look up and see where all those people were in the hood, you know, to see.
They're dead. I'll save you a lot of trouble.
They probably are.
You look at Rikers Records, yeah. Rikers Island's Records, yeah. And the cemetery, and you're going to find all of your classmates.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe some of them made out on top.
I don't have anyone I remember from, like, long enough ago that I'd want to see, because my only motives were I bullied you or I thought you're attractive, yeah, and wanted to fuck you. But when you're a little kid, you just literally don't have those memories of wanting to, yeah, fuck another little kid. Like, that kicks in. I think the earliest I would want to check you out on Facebook to see if you're still fuckable would be like middle school. And most of those people wound up in my high school, so I actually am Facebook friends, yeah, with them. And now it's just kind of disappointing looking at, like, 32-year-olds and being like, I wanted to fuck you. And most of them are still relatively together. Some, yeah, popped out kids and have gained weight. But others, it's just like, there's nothing kinky or sexy about it. It's like, God, if I fucked you, like, we'd have to get married yesterday. I know where your biological clock, yeah, is at this point. Mm-mm. You wanted to stalk, like, 24-year-olds.
I saw a guy that I had, one of my friends, her brother. And for years, I had a major crush on him, and I saw him as an adult. Oh, my gosh. It was just, he is like Dork City. It's
really
pretty bad. Oh, yeah. And he seems old, like really old. Like, he is older than me by a few years, I think 2 years.
Oh, some people can age dog year style.
But he's just, I mean, he's all gray, and he's just.
He's wow.
Like, yeah. And I was just like, wow.
It's like David Carradine now.
I'm glad I didn't try too hard, because it was not, he's not handsome. He's a nice guy, but he's pretty dorky. So.
Have you, like, met anyone via Facebook that you wanted to get with in the day and actually done it?
That I wanted to, and then I did it now, you mean?
Yeah.
No, because I've moved around so much, you know? So, plus, I'm not promiscuous anyhow. So.
I was looking for a story.
No. Nope.
I'm trying to think if I have. Nothing leaps to mind. Yeah. I'm sure I'll get, like, some Facebook message later to that effect. I can't. Shit. The closest I ever got,
yeah,
was, there was a chick on MySpace in its infancy who lived next door to us, or where I was living at the time, and she was like really hot and slutty to the point I had to save her photos to whack off to him.
Oh my.
And then a couple years later, I got in shape and, like, wound up fucking her for a few weeks. I know it sounds like Charles and Diana, but yeah, for us on the other side of the pond, I think that's the closest I've gotten. That was good, though. Mm. She had a great ass, for especially, like, white girl ass. Ooh, that was nice. Shit. Now I want to fuck someone from Facebook that, like.
Yeah. Well, you can try it.
I don't like. It's depressing for the most part. Like, you bump, yeah, into them, and it's just like, hey, remember high school things? And you're,
yeah,
like,
I wouldn't want to take around with Charlie.
Dude, what are we doing talking about this?
No fun.
Well, I think we can get out of here.
All right.
Let me play the sound effect that says we're doing as much.
All right.
There it is.
Wow.
Surf rock.
Is that right?
Yeah. I like this song for any sort of exit now. I need to have this, like, on cue after I come. Just like, you know what this means. Bye.
Oh, my.
Allison, Alley Cat.
Darling.
Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Is it
bedtime?
Frank or Frank's?
It's one hot dog, not two.
Okay. Allison Frank, if you want to, yeah, stalk Allison.
Yes.
She's charming and she's a looker.
Yes.
Yeah, me. Look up Allison Frank on facebook.com/papasbasement. You can, yeah, stalk away.
Right.
She loves dick pics sent via Kik, right? K-I-K? Yeah. What's your Kik name?
I don't have one.
You don't have Kik?
No.
I thought we were kicking each other for,
yeah, we did,
30
for about
seconds.
A half a minute, yeah, so I don't even remember what it was. I just wanted to see what it's about.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of anonymous sexting on the Kik.
Not for me.
Okay. All right.
I'm a good egg.
I'm John Papagiorgio at Papa's Basement Twitter. Show's website in papasbasement.com. Going to have every episode of this bitch we ever done. It's online every Monday, every Thursday, a new hour. Bunch of my writing on the site as well. If you go there, you're into the show, click the link at the top for the iTunes subscription. That is the most important thing you can do. That and mail me stacks of cash.
Me too.
That wasn't, like, meant to be a joke, so don't think I'm going out on, like, a bad joke. Really, I love when shit's mailed to me. At Brenda Bren sent me candy.
That's delicious.
It was great. What was do you think awesome. I ate when I was sick in bed yesterday? I literally fucking ate 2 boxes of See's chocolates.
Mmm, delicious.
Amazing. Uh-huh. All right, folks, until the next episode, we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.